If all change in a culture is preceded by change in the accepted epistemology, shouldn't the spearhead of objectivism be focused on spreading epistemology?
Yes. I mean, the essence of any cultural change has to be the rise of reason, the rise of rationality. And that is the focus of everything I think objectivists do. In my view, it is not true that you spread objectivism by spreading epistemology. You don't spread epistemology by teaching concept formation. Somebody has to know concept formation, the real intellectuals, the philosophers, the epistemologists. But how do you advocate for proper thinking skills, for proper reason? Well, it's through your advocacy of particular subjects. And Dr. Peikoff has talked about this. We need people who can teach physics. We need people who can teach literature. We need people who can teach history. We need people and teach the right methodology, not by teaching the methodology, but by teaching the subject properly, they will teach the kids the right methodology. We need to teach the American people to think correctly about politics, about current events, about economics. Not by teaching them thinking skills directly, but by teaching them, by showing them what thinking about these problems actually constitutes, what advocating for reason, what being reasonable, what being rational means as it applies to minimum wage, or as it applies to the issue of altruism versus egoism, or as it applies to the many, many thousands of issues that we are advocating for on a day-to-day basis. We all need to do it using reason. By doing it using reason, we are teaching the world epistemology. We are teaching them the primacy of reason. We're teaching them how to use their minds. So it's through advocating for the right ideas and advocating for the right ideas in the right way is how we're going to spread objectivism. It's how we're going to get the culture to publicly accept objectivism. And then when they accept objectivism, they will do so by accepting reason first and foremost.